you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And now, it's time for the Score Afternoon Show.
That's a terrible name.
So in this time slot, I guess this is no longer the Parkins and Spiegel Show, because the Parkins and Spiegel Show no longer exists. So we're just got, this is Score Afternoons.
I am Danny Parkins.
Is that the man?
Hanging out with you, Score Afternoons. Score Afternoons is about bringing in anyone and everyone.
That is a delightful lineup of co-hosts that you have over the next couple of weeks here.
I never heard of half of these guys, and the ones I do know are way past their prime.
Most of these guys never had a prime.
The facts are, we lost our best player to free agency. Obviously, it's time for some changes.
This guy here is dead.
Cross him off, then.
I think Gabe's debut has been spectacular, but...
I'm thinking about calling it Spiegel & Company.
Yeah, it's good to have fun with names.
You know what's fun about Spiegel & Company is it sounds a lot like Skibbity-Bobbity, Spiegel & Company.
Skibbity & Company Live, presented by Social Furniture.
Sky rockets in flight.
This isn't part of the program.
Afternoon delight.
I'm sorry about this afternoon.
Yeah,
no, please. No, please, everyone be quiet.
The Score Afternoon Show with
insert host's name here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and live on the free Odyssey app.
Thank you so much for being here in the first week of September, the week leading up to the Bears opener. So much optimism, so many vibes in the city. Desperate for Caleb Williams and the Bears to only add to them. If they fall apart and play bad on Sunday, I don't know what's going to happen in this town, Dan Weider.
By the way, diehard Bears fan Mike Krzyzewski in the intro there.
That's right.
Good to know, right? Also was not a big fan of Jay Cutler. I learned that firsthand during my experience down there. To your point, this feels like a lob to the rim on Sunday for the Bears, right? You just have to figure out a way to put it in the hoop. And if they end up missing this, Monday is going to be really interesting for you and whoever else is in this chair the day after the game.
All right. First of all, as I go to the show rundown, let me type in Krzyzewski and Cutler for a combo segment later on somewhere, the four or the five. We'll see if we can get there. We got a lot to do. Patrick Mattingly later on for his first hit of the football season. We just got word that Mondays at five moving forward are going to be Jalen Johnson once again. Looking forward to talking to Jalen, continuing that conversation. We're going to play a little piece of tape from him that you've been dying to get to at 5 o'clock, and a lot of Cubs stuff upcoming very soon with Craig Counsell and with Nico Horner. By the way, Thursday, we're going to be doing our show live from Rally House in Wrigleyville with Barstool Eddie. A lot of people excited about that, man. A lot of people are excited to hear Eddie on the Score with me on Score Afternoons Thursday. So that's September 5th from 2 to 6. Stop by to enter for the chance to win prizes and shop the best team gear selection in Chicago. Join 670 The Score at Rally House in Wrigleyville next Thursday from 2 to 6 p.m. or shop 10 Chicago area Rally House locations and go online at rallyhouse.com. So, look, the overall and pervasive Bears feeling right now is so over-the-top honeymoon optimistic because of the draft and all the acquisitions and then Hard Knocks. Like, nothing has done anything, including in the preseason, to derail the optimism. And it's so interesting. Like, even me, who was like, good vibes, babe. And I'm feeling it. I still find myself just a little looking over the shoulder, wondering if there's pessimism to creep in. And I can't, I don't know where it would come from, or I don't know where it's going to be. But It's the combination of everything good that's happened and the avalanche of optimism and the fact that they haven't really played a game of consequence. We don't have anything right. to pick apart in that way.
I was going to say, if you're looking for the pessimism, come see me in 16 days, right? Like, we'll have a handful of games under our belt and there'll be some things where you go, ooh, that's a little bit worrisome. Right now, I think you and I typically have seen eye to eye on the vibes thing and how powerful it can be when a group is sort of energized in the same way. And that is palpable inside Hallis Hall right now. Coaching staff, locker room, they really feel like they are on the verge of something. And it's not just about 24, right? There's a feeling that this is building towards something huge. And this is a step. 2024 is a step in the direction of trying to unlock a world that Chicago hasn't experienced really in 30 plus years. You could maybe look at the 9 years of Lovey and say they were relevant for most of that time. But you're talking about trying to win enough games to be in the playoffs year after year after year. You have to go back to the late 80s, the last time they had three consecutive winning seasons. It feels like that is well within reach with this group building in the direction they're building.
Yeah, we have felt this kind of vibe before a season as recently as Trubisky the year after 19. The double doink.
Yep.
And we have felt, you know, multiple years of like, this thing should be pretty good and they're going to be competitive. That included a Super Bowl year with Lovey. And then when Cutler got here, you're like, oh, yep. Man, this could go a different place. And I was here, you know, doing middays for all of Cutler's career. But this whole thing feels different because it feels smarter. Frankly, like the guy at
built
the top,
to last, right?
It feels built with like a true vision of both what the modern NFL demands right now and what the salary cap NFL demands in the big picture, and to actually have a window. It feels smart.
The window is the thing we should talk about, because I do think that is the key. It's opening that window and then shoving that steel rod in there so that the window doesn't close. And I think Ryan has done a great job, Ryan Poles, of managing the micro while still seeing the macro on a regular basis, to the point where he is very proud of his discipline, but isn't afraid to be aggressive when he feels the need to be aggressive. And we've seen that play out. Now, you've listened to people in the last few months say, I can't ever remember anticipation for a Bears season being this high. Well, yeah, 2019 was a different animal. If you stood out here anywhere downtown on the afternoon of the Thursday night opener of the NFL's 100th season, it was like your hair stood up on your arms because the electricity in the air.
Yeah.
People thought that was a Super Bowl team getting ready to go on a Super Bowl run, opening their season against the Green Bay Packers and ready to just take over the division and do their thing. We all know how it ended, but the anticipation for that season,
it ended that night.
Right. In a lot of ways, it did. They put a turret on Soldier Field, and they never quite, even though they won their next three games, never quite recovered. But
and they killed belief. That night killed belief for a lot of people.
It certainly hurt it, you know, and that's something you don't want to do. Now, to your point, with this team, I think what the anticipation is, oh, man. And a lot of it does revolve around the quarterback and what the belief in Caleb's long-term potential is, because if you do get that dude, you become one of those teams that just gets to plan January. You know, you don't have to worry about September and October and being freaked out about every game, because your quarterback is good enough to get you to January. And right. Then you just hope you're healthy enough and riding enough momentum to make a run in January. And if you unlock that world, I mean, this place will be insane. And we can talk to Patrick Manley later in the show, because he experienced that a couple different times.
Yeah, there's a few different angles on the Bears thing that we want to get to, and we'll have plenty of time to bask in it all afternoon. And a reminder, by the way, that this Sunday, before Chicago takes on Tennessee, tune in and from 9 to noon for Hit and Run. The score. Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry, that's over. It's the Chicagoland Ford Dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score, presented by Busey Bank. Join Mully, Olin Krutz, and Patrick Manley as they'll get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Mully, Olin, and Manley will have instant reaction on the Great Clips postgame show presented by Aurelio's. That will stream exclusively this week on The Score's YouTube and Twitch channels. It's the Bears and the Cubs living together and mingling on this show today, and we'll see how long the Cubs can stay relevant this month. Nico Horner joins us next. It's Spiegs and Dan Wiederer on The Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Leaning on the second baseman, number two, Nico Horner.
Nico Horner, that's so funny.
We drove to the park together. We were listening to Nico. Oh, man, it's funny.
Nico Horner, how are you, man?
Keep rocking it, mate.
Got good hair.
He does.
He's jacked, too.
Yeah, he is.
I'm jealous.
Starting second baseman for your Chicago Cubs.
Cruz chops one on the right side, fielded on a high hop on the outfield, grasped by Horner, flip throw to first in time.
Nico's an absolute firecracker, and he's got a crazy motor.
Horner runs, and the pitch swung on and missed. Throw to second base, stolen base.
Whether his, you know, legs are feeling terrible or the best ever, he's going to take the extra bag, and he's going to find ways to produce runs.
2-2 to Nico, and he'll line one down the left field line. That is going to be a fair ball. Bouncing toward the corner. Cubs lead 3-2.
Two-run single, Nico Horner. And it is now 10-1 Cubs over the Nationals here in the ninth.
That's just what he does.
Nico Horner.
Insert host's name here.
On 670 to score.
How fun is that?
Super fun. Super duper fun to have Nico Horner on the show. It's Spiegs and Dan Wiederer from the Chicago Tribune. Here with you and pleased now to be joined by Nico Horner. This segment with Nico is brought to you by Phillips Chevrolet, the number one selling Chevy dealer in Illinois for 18 years in a row. Nico, what's up, man?
Guys, how are we? I'm reporting from the nap room in the depths of the Wrigley locker room maze. Not as exciting as usual, but a quiet place I could find today.
I think it's lovely. You're taking us on a tour of the innards of Wrigley Field and the clubhouse complex, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot.
Is there still a music room where there's like guitars and amps and stuff?
There's a room that could probably qualify as a lot of things that seems like, yeah, that there's probably a guitar in there I've never seen, but yeah.
Okay. Last time you were here, actually, I guess it was two times ago, I was noting the easy schedule, or the theoretically easy schedule that was upcoming, and we said goodbye with this, Nico.
All right. So, yeah, the next 15 games against teams with records under 500, 12-3, all right? Okay, man, good talk, you know?
Yep. 15 for 15, why not?
All right, let's do it. So you're the one who said 15 for 15. I offered 12-3. That's what you did. You did 12-3, dude. Hell of a
was
run.
It? Yeah, because I was thinking about, I knew that I had remembered that, of course, and I didn't know what the actual number was. So that's funny.
Yeah, no, you killed it. And you guys were playing beautiful baseball. I know we'll talk about last night, but really, how much fun was that crazy 12-3 run that included the 8-1 road trip?
Yeah, just that road trip was so great. I mean, teams below 500, like you mentioned, but you know, a 10-day road trip at the end of August is, you know, never a simple task. And the offensive explosions and everything was awesome for morale as well as the winning, obviously, and just so cool. That last day in Pittsburgh was one of my favorite days of the season. Just how many different people contributed. The genuine energy that was kind of present throughout, even when it didn't look good, and was just a really, really awesome win to then take into a travel day as a group and an off day and into another great series. So yeah, those are the things you really live for throughout a season.
Nico, great to talk to you. The offensive explosion on the road trip, How do you sort of characterize the psychological value of that for a team going into the last month of the season when you can get on one of those hot streaks and then see the dividends the way you guys did?
Yeah, I mean, obviously all wins are great, but you know, there is a big difference between, you know, having a 5-2 lead and winning like that, and then also or blowing it open to 9-2 or even 14 or whatever we were scoring. And it's huge for morale. You know, even the most selfless players are, you know, aware of numbers, aware of production, and, you know, wanting to have success, and all those moments add up to create confidence. And we just all benefit from each other so much when the at bats are that consistent. You're constantly facing pitchers with runners on base, and you're facing, you know, more of the middle relief guys instead of the best back end guys. Like, we just all benefit from each other so much. And it's been a lot of fun to be a part of.
You know, the psychological nature, I got to imagine, knowing that 8 and 9 are capable of producing the way that they have. Like, I feel like just watching it, I don't feel the pressure of needing Bellinger and Suzuki and Happ to homer every time they come up. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, there's, everybody can just know that, like, how did Jed say it this morning? The lineup is more of a circle. Like, it just kind of keeps going. And that makes sense to me as a thought for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely how it's felt. You know, Miggy and Pete, we've talked about them a lot on the show and throughout the year, a bunch of different points. And, you know, they're playing two of the hardest positions defensively every single day. And then to be able to continue to improve throughout a season the way that they have and what that means for us down the stretch this year and for years to come, you know, it's a huge deal. The team's put a lot of confidence and trust in them to continue to improve, and they've responded to that and more. And like, if those are your bats at the bottom of your lineup, and your lineup's in a really, really great place. And, you know, Pete just so dynamic. The play last night to beat that ball out to second to then give Ian the chance to drive in two runs, like, those moments are just, I don't know how you quantify them. It's, you know, all the numbers and everything these days, but just the way he impacts the game every single day, even if he doesn't get a hit, is really remarkable.
Nico, how would you kind of characterize his season and watching this recent breakthrough and knowing what he's capable of when he's playing at full strength?
Yeah. I mean, no matter what, like, the full body of work and, you know, stats and impact looks like at the end of the year, you want, as a younger player, and I still feel this, to feel like you improve throughout the year. So it's very significant, I think, to finish stronger than you started and to show the ability to adjust, to play a full season, to stay healthy. Like, all those things are really real, as well as carrying momentum into next year and the future. And so, you know, there's no really reason to put any kind of ceiling on his game. You know, you've seen him hit upper deck homers. He's going to hit oppo homers at Wrigley. He's going to steal 40 bases all the time in the big leagues with gold glove defense. And that's just a skill set that, you know, you can count a player on one hand that can do that in the big leagues right now. Like, it's just not something you see every day, and just really excited about how he's handled it all mentally and his commitment to winning. It's a lot of fun.
You know, I'm tempted to say, like, the way he runs the bases makes all of you run with some more aggression too, but you've always kind of been that guy. But still, like, when you had that moment in Washington when the catcher makes the bad throw into center and then you just kept hauling ass and you got there at home, I was like, let's effing go. Like, to see a team that all runs like that, it's exciting. Is there an effect of watching him run and then everybody feels like, well, I can run that way too?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's advisable. I might try as hard, but I definitely am not moving as fast. It's funny, he laid down the bunt when I was on first the other day in Washington. They threw it away down the line, and I scored from first, and he got to third. And my dad was at that game. He was just so excited, kind of like you're saying, just the athleticism and seeing guys being able to impact the game in different ways. And not necessarily like the old school, like, wow, it was great to see a sack bunt, but just like the just the different ways of impacting the game. And, you know, he can hit a ball on the upper deck too. So it's impressive to be able to do both. But I do think scoring in a variety of ways is critical. It's big for playing at Wrigley. On, you know, there's so many days when homers just aren't a big factor in games. Think about April. You think about, you know, cold playoff games in the future. And to be able to score in a lot of ways is really valuable. And Pete's a big part of that.
Nico, last night from the outside looking in felt like it hurt a little bit, not just because it was a loss that kind of stopped the momentum a little bit, but because the game seemed like it was fully in control, especially after the top of the seventh with the defense kind of lifting you guys, and it felt like a punctuation on a game you were going to win. How do you describe kind of walking out of that dugout at the end of the night with a loss, given how well you guys had played up through the seventh inning?
Yeah, I mean, it stings for sure. All losses do, but especially when you're in a commanding lead and, you know, have an outing like JMO had, a lot of hard contact. Felt like we could have had more runs than we did. And, you know, and Lopi has been, you know, as consistent as any reliever in baseball since he's came to us. So you feel great about that situation, and I'd run it back the same exact way again today if we have the chance. So definitely stings, but I don't think it takes away from the confidence or momentum this group has. But obviously when the days are numbered in a season, those losses feel strong.
Yeah, exactly. When you've played yourself into this kind of narrow window, each one of them can feel big. That with the double dip of the Justin Steele news last night, like I was getting texts from people saying, that's it, is the night the Cubs season died, you know, just like feeling that. You obviously can't let yourselves go there.
How many days has our season died?
That's so true.
Several.
That's so true. There's been so many days. It keeps regenerating.
It's a long year. Every year is totally different, man. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it stinks. I mean, I feel for, you know, I don't know every detail of that, and obviously can't share those things. But the, yeah, you know, you just feel for guys that lay it out there every day and bring it and compete like he does, and you know, he wants to be on the mound, and you know, just trust the people we have around to help him with those decisions. But yeah, it stinks.
Yeah, he's getting an MRI today, is what we hear. And that would be a tough one. That's for sure. All right, look, we have other stuff to get to with Nico Hoerner. It's Spiegs and Dan Weider. This is the important stuff, Dan. We need the story on the Taylor Swift candle from your perspective. Were you there for the rebranding ceremony for the new candle as they tried to shift the vibes from the old one to the new one before last night's game?
I really have nothing to add on this. I'm sorry. I don't know anything about it, to be honest.
What? What?
I know that it became a story, but I had never heard of it before that story. Maybe I'm just out of the loop in the locker room. I don't know.
Wow. But this is,
I got nothing, guys.
I feel like you might be getting excluded. I feel like it might be something maybe it's not about you. You know?
Maybe I need to make some adjustments in my own life and like grab some magic like that, but no, I got nothing to add. I'm sorry.
Oh, this is trouble. I know our magic candles.
Was Danny Mueller behind it?
Yes,
he's a big Taylor Swift. Okay,
it's your guy.
He's a big Taylor Swift guy. Yeah,
that's an important vibes guy. The former Bat Boy.
Oh, he is.
Yeah,
yeah. Danny's one of my absolute best friends here, and but maybe not. I don't know.
Well, do you have a favorite Taylor Swift song, sir?
I like Bad Blood. I feel like that's a good, like, upbeat, like a little bit of like she gets a little aggressive in that song, and like it's kind of cool, gets okay. you going. I went to the first concert of that tour in Arizona last spring training, actually. I went, and so that was cool. I can't say I know every one of her songs, but she's a legend for sure. It's all cool, right, to see someone that I've never seen a building of people so locked in admiration of one human. Like, no sporting event, no concert, like this was a whole different level I was not prepared for. So
just so you know, Caleb Williams' debut is Sunday at Soldier Field if you want to experience similar.
Oh yeah, yeah, maybe that's the comparable. Oh man, well, we had our fantasy draft on Wednesday and had the first pick, and you know, I don't know how you guys feel about the, you know, the little email with the grade you get from ESPN right after the draft.
I think it's very, very applicable and effective as long as it grades you well.
That's right. That's right. And if it doesn't, it's terrible. So we like it. It gave me a good grade and we're going to roll from there. So I'll take it.
Who was the first pick?
McCaffrey.
Okay.
Well, that's a Bay Area kid in Nico Hoerner. You were thrilled.
I know. I wanted to like shake it up and do something exciting, but he's pretty fun to watch too.
Do you have a bear? Did you grab a bear?
No bears.
Oh my God. Why do you hate the Bears? Nico, what's wrong with
no
you?
No bears. Just didn't come out that way. Yeah.
I understand.
But it's going to be fun.
Nico, you guys get back at it tonight against Paul Skeens. Obviously faced him last week. I'm curious what your impressions were a week ago facing him with both the stuff he had and the way you guys attacked. And obviously that day ended with, as you described it earlier, a magical win in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that almost felt like two different games. I actually had to think for a second that was actually all the same game.
Yeah.
It's funny when we do the recap, like leading into the show, just like a reminder of the past week. It's like, whoa, lots happened. But yeah, he's a very impressive pitcher. Obviously, his body of work and how quickly he's gotten to this level speaks to that. He's interesting because he's got a couple different ways he can attack you, with just within the velocity windows of the four seam and then the sinker that he throws. So, I'm sure he's a guy who's going to make adjustments over the years, and we'll face him a ton, but I feel like we've had pretty solid at bats against him in the two of the three outings. Obviously he had the one here that was really dominant. But yeah, always exciting to face guys at the top of their game.
You're right that a lot has happened. I mean, it was an insane week with the offensive explosion. Did you guys realize there were five straight comeback wins going into last night? I didn't even realize that.
No, I didn't. So we set ourselves up for failure by just doing it the traditional way.
Well, but then you had a chance, eighth and ninth. You had a chance to have another comeback win. But it's the best. You guys just finished the best month for the Cubs at 18-8 since May of 2021. So more than 3 years since you had a month of winning that good. You're doing it the right time. It's like, I know last night sucked, but 20-6 might be what you need here in September, but stranger things have happened, I think.
Yeah, I would usually shy away from putting out specific numbers like that, but since the last number you put out was accurate, I will absolutely take it.
Yes!
Let's I thought go. You were going to go for 26 out of 26, you know?
Obviously. Yeah, 26.
No, why not?
Roll it out there.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be you. Speaking of 2021, Anthony Rizzo coming back on Friday.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you just had Javi, but this will be Anthony. That ought to be special. I'm glad he's off the injured list and gets to play against you guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, having the Yankees in town in general was just very cool. Two historic franchises, but yeah, seeing Riz get that ovation and every bit of celebration he deserves this weekend is going to be really, really sweet. Obviously he deserves that and more. And he was so great to me in just when I was called up. 2020 paid all my clubhouse dues and stuff on the road. And just always included me in things, this and that, was asking me questions, just like picking my brain and, it did kind of went above and beyond and making sure that I was welcome to Major League Baseball the right way. And I actually have his locker now, which I kind of like to think about. It's cool. And, he's an amazing guy and pretty cool timing with him coming off the IL. And it's great to see.
That's really neat that he took care of you in that way. That's to let listeners and fans know how that happens sometimes. So the clubhouse dues on the road, that's a thing that people do every once in a while. Have you seen it happen in your locker room since then?
I don't know. No, I not that I know of. Maybe it's my time to do something. but he just was very casual about it that year and thought that was pretty sweet and just always very generous with his time and including people. And I think that's a part of why you'll see such a great ovation as well as the player that he is.
So Nico, you're getting to know a lot of co-hosts on this show. You've You've met Gabe Ramirez, you've met Dan Wiederer today. There's a lot of people. Clearly there's an opening, and we're wondering if you're ready to just segue over and sit down and do 4 hours. You got it in you?
4 hours. Oh my God. I don't think I know enough football. That would be my biggest limitation.
But you're an athlete. You can train for this stuff.
I'll make it work.
It's not a prerequisite, Nico. I'll tell you that. You don't have to know a lot of football.
Says the football writer.
I don't know how you guys do it and speak for that long. I think about that with broadcasters too. Like baseball is just, it's a long game. And it's just, you gotta have a lot of patience, and it's impressive.
Shane, you think you could do it? You think he's got 20 hours a week in him?
Yeah. Nico, you could do this and you wouldn't have to deal with Willie Harris every day. Or Craig. We've got Craig coming up in 10 minutes. Imagine not having to deal with Craig every day.
He's easy. He's easy. Oh, so is Willie.
Okay.
Is Willie a weekly guest?
No, he's not weekly, but he fills in for you. And like, we love Willie, but like, Willie seems like he'd be a headache sometimes.
Yeah, I appreciate having former players on the staff. There's fewer and fewer in baseball. So when you can keep guys around that actually did it, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, our favorite Willie moment, I think, was when we asked him about you guys at Westminster Abbey last year on the England trip. And we were talking about how it's a graveyard under there. And Willie
There's bodies everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
There's some bodies under that floor, brother.
There's some bodies under that floor, brother.
All right, so if it's not you, Nico, who do you want to fill the void for the next co-host of the show? Because we're obviously going to double your pay and bring you back next year after a playoff trip this year. Who do you want to talk to next year?
Talkman would be really good on radio. He can talk to anybody. He's got the Chicago feel. He got football in the bag. He is provocative. He's not afraid to like call people out for things, but also like appreciate things. Like he's got it.
I Mike Talkman and I thought we had a thing. I thought we had a relationship that was developing, but he's been a little cold to me. Last couple times I've been in there.
Yeah. That's part of the, yeah, he can be stern. That's part of why he's great. He's been doing the mic on the bus on the way back from, when we land, like on the way to the hotel sometimes, and Mike on the mic has been pretty good.
Oh, see, now that's gold right there. That's outstanding. All right, man. Well, look, good talk. 20-6 this month, and then we'll get ready for the playoffs. Sounds good.
Yep, that sounds good.
All right, man.
Write it in. Sounds good.
Thanks, Nico. Thanks for letting us see the nap room.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Nico.
We'll see you, man. That's Nico Horner right there. He's a delightful dude, and you could tell, right, Dan?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's
good energy. I don't know if he's got a name for his fantasy team.
I don't know. Do you do a fantasy draft?
Yeah,
do
actually have one tonight.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Is that any? I mean, like, it's no conflict of interest for me. I'm just a jamoke who's trying to entertain people. But you're a hard Scrabble beat writer with journalistic integrity.
Yeah, I mean, I just can't take the thousands of dollars of winnings from the pot at the end, right?
No,
that's what you can't do.
You wouldn't do that.
No.
Do you have a
bear? To win it first.
Do you have a bear that you're targeting with all of your inside information?
No, I did. Listen, the inside information is something that can lead you down some bad paths sometimes. I handed out advice, had to be 2020, telling everybody in my circle, draft Anthony Miller. Anthony Miller is going to have his big year. It didn't work out. You turn out looking like an idiot more often than not when you think you've got intel that other people should have, and then it doesn't work out quite the way you think.
It's funny, like, I always find myself noticing and thinking about those former Bears when they either make teams or get cut. I saw that he was a cut within the last week.
Yeah, he's bounced around a little bit since he left here. That one's an interesting one because he had a really good rookie year. I think he had like 8 touchdowns as a rookie for that 2018 team. Mm-hmm. And there were people in that building that saw a skill set that was hard to replicate. And it just never was matched by all of the things you need to do to be a consistently productive NFL football player. And it is what it is. It's a hard league, right? It's a really, really steep mountain to climb. And some guys get knocked down by the first rock slide and they never quite get back to where they were.
So the Ravens signed him. The Ravens just signed him 2 days ago.
To the 53 or to the practice squad?
Signed to their practice squad.
Okay. So he'll hang around there.
He's sticking around and trying to hang on.
Yeah.
There's a bear I keep looking for as well to see if he's signed anybody, a Hard Knocks casualty. I want to talk about that with you later on. All kinds of good bear stuff with me and Dan Weeder are coming up in a little bit. But Craig Counsell, the Cubs manager, that's next with Spiegs and Weedsy on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!